You're listening to The High School Show at KTWHLP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. I'm here today with David from Habitat for Humanity. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing really awesome, and I tell you, I'm just so happy to be here as somebody who's done community radio with high school students. This is really important work. Community radio, informing people, engaging people, building community. It's awesome to be here with you folks this morning.
Great. We're so happy to have you. So can you describe your mission a little bit? Tell us about what you kind of do.
Right. Habitat for Humanity, we build strength, stability, and self-reliance through shelter. We do this by partnering with families, lower-income families, and the larger community. And we're building and repairing homes in our four-county service area, including Lake County. And as a result of this work, we have families just in a much better position. New homeowners who are building well, they're becoming more engaged with their communities. Older adults, we have this really cool age-in-place program, and this is working with older adults who need exterior repair work, fixing stairs, decks, sidewalks, so they're safer, they have better access, they're less likely to trip, hurt themselves. We're excited. We're going to be doing a set of these projects up in Two Harbors the week after next, September 9th through the 12th. We're going to be in the community doing six projects with a bunch of great volunteers, a bunch of great community support.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how are these projects like funded, and who helps you guys out in the community?
Yeah, I mean, it's all through partnerships. We're very fortunate this year to have some new funding partners. The Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation, for example, is one of our partners. The Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation, it's called the Two Harbors Fund. They're supporting some of this work. Essentia, the community fund, especially with Age in Place. I mean, Age in Place, if you invest in it, it saves medical costs. If you spend $1,000 on a repair project, you'll save $7,000 on average in Medicare costs. So the medical community really recognizes the value of this. We also have some really good partners in the Two Harbors community. Stanley LeBounty, we just received an incredible donation of tools from those folks. They also are going to be providing us with some financial support. We have a nice grant from Stanley LeBounty, and they have volunteers. These are highly skilled, motivated folks who will be working with us a couple days during our work week. We're talking with the Louisiana Pacific folks about being involved as volunteers. Churches, a number of our community churches in Two Harbors, they'll be hosting lunches, they'll be providing volunteers, and then also just some of the local businesses. So, we just sort of round these people up, gather them around the lower income older adults, and we get a lot of good work done.
Yeah, that's incredible. So how can people in Two Harbors or around in the area, how can they get involved with the organization? How can they volunteer?
Yep, we really, I mean, the way Habitat works is the community owns the mission. And so having community stakeholders right in the middle of things is very important. For example, we have our construction committee. We have a Two Harbors resident, Dwayne Wagner. He's the chair of that committee. So you can become involved as a committee member, a board member, a volunteer. And the way to get involved as a volunteer is you can reach out to us. Go to our website, wlshabitat.org. You can find out about volunteering opportunities there. If you want to just directly email our program and volunteer associate, Madeline, her email address is volunteer@wlshabitat.org, or you can give her a call at 218-722-3875, extension 406.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I know a lot of people are very busy in their day-to-day lives. So is there any flexible volunteer schedule that people could get involved with if they can't do the whole workload?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There may only be a handful of people that are involved all 4 days of our work up in Two Harbors, but many folks, they're plugging in for a day, even a half day. Some folks at the churches, for example, are preparing lunch, right? So they might start, 10 o'clock, make up a nice lunch, serve it, and then do cleanup. So, a four-hour stretch works really well for getting a lunch prepared and served and cleaned up from.
Yeah.
There's also opportunities if folks want to be involved helping us out with social media, helping us out administratively with some of our office tasks. Now, granted, our main office is in Superior, but, you can travel down there. And some of this stuff can be done remotely. Within this day and age of digital technology, there are things we can do remotely.
Right, for sure. If people can't volunteer, can they at least donate to your cause?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the reality is it takes money to get work done.
Right.
And we want volunteers to have an incredibly high level of experience. In fact, this week we've been working with volunteers in the Duluth Superior communities. We'll have over 300 hours of volunteer contribution this week from the Wells Fargo company, the Wells Fargo employees. And by the way, there's a Wells Fargo branch in Two Harbors, and we've had some Wells Fargo volunteers in the Two Harbors community. Financially is very important. And, you know, we shared some of our, you know, funders, larger, you know, foundations and companies. Individual support is huge. In fact, the funders, when they see that individuals are supporting a nonprofit organization, that reinforces their desire to partner, right? Because when we invest together, the sum is greater than the parts.
For sure. So back specifically to the Age in Place program, how would eligible adults apply for this service?
Right. Well, we have on our website, if you go there and you can just click on the Age in Place link, it'll take you to a page that will give you sort of up-to-date information on what's going on. In fact, on that page, it's talking about Two Harbors. Also, there's a link there that'll get you to an application. So you can download that application, print it off, and fill it out and either email it back to us, like scan it. Depends on what you have as equipment, you know. If internet is not your thing, that's perfectly fine. Just get a hold of us at that volunteer@wlshabitat.org email. We'll mail you an application, right? We can do this via U.S. mail as well as via the internet.
Right.
We also, and by the way, we did a set of these projects up in Silver Bay earlier this summer, and you know Silver Bay is in Lake County, so the Lake County Chronicle, they did an awesome news article about the work we did up in Silver Bay. There's lots of ways to learn about what we're doing and how to engage with us.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you for coming to talk with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to mention before we go off the air?
We just as an organization have a ton of things to be grateful for. I mean, we've been really getting good solid traction the last few years. Building houses. We dedicated a new house in Superior, Wisconsin earlier this summer. We're going to be dedicating another one in Duluth, actually in a couple weeks, a week from Sunday. You're welcome to come down. If anyone from Two Harbors wants to see a Habitat house, come down to Duluth on September 8th, Sunday, 2:00 in the afternoon. We're going to have a home dedication at 2412 West 1st Street. It's really easy to get there, too. It's just right off of I-35. We're also in the process of figuring out what building a house looks like in Two Harbors. We've been having a lot of conversations with partners in the community. Mayor Swanson, for example, Nick at the land office for the county. There are some resources available through the U.S. Department of Agriculture that support building affordable housing in rural, smaller communities. So we're looking at how that might be a resource to get a house built in Two Harbors, potentially next year. I mean, we're in this, as an organization, the stage of, we sort of established a baseline of what we can do project-wise and how do we carefully, but, you know, consistently start growing that impact and how do we start in serving four counties because we're, you know, not just Lake County, we're Carlton County, so around Cloquet. We're Southern St. Louis, we're Douglas County, Wisconsin. How do we serve these areas with these programs and how do we, you know, expand what we can do here, but do it in a way that we can sustain it?
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming out. We're really appreciative to have this interview. And if people want to get involved, they have the resources to do so. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, folks, for doing this good work.